Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, back from a big plant swap and a whole lot of stuff, including... Well, we're going to roll back his memory to the U.S. Open, but not about golf, but about gardening. He is none other than Doug Oster, the organic gardener, DougOster.com. And we've got Davey Tree, Steve Fallor, just moments away as well. But let's kick off by giving you an opportunity to win a gift certificate to the good folks, Randy and Company at Sorgles, right off the Wexford exit, if you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020. And yes, we're streaming this show as we do all the time, 7 days a week, Metropolitan Window video screen. You can simply click on kdkradio.com. And then click on KDK Watch. So once again, another busy week for you. Thanks for joining me on the Big K Morning Show Friday. So let's begin, Doug.
Well, Rob, it's officially 20 years since we started doing this together.
And they said it wouldn't last.
Yeah, they said it wouldn't last. It was 20 years ago, that first week of June, that we started doing the Organic Gardening Radio Show. It was conceived originally by myself and Jessica Walliser. Jessica left to go be a big shot with Quarto Publishing, doing garden books, and just left you and me here.
Listen, I miss Jessica. She was just such a bright light, but it's nice talking about gardening. This is feel-good stuff.
Oh, definitely. I don't know how good it feels with all this rain, but what can you do?
And we're supposed to have, I had Steve Fallor on earlier today from KDK Television, and I asked him, he said, not much of a chance, maybe a tornado, but he said he highly doubts it, but could have some high winds. But he's saying by midweek, we could actually have some sunshine.
I hope so. Well, since we have the U.S. Open coming, I wanted to talk about this story at Oakmont Country Club. I was traveling years ago with a couple, and the guy worked at Oakmont for decades. We're still good friends. Reed and I are still good friends. And he told me about this vegetable garden that used to be on the 17th hole, kind of hidden from the guests. And when last time the U.S. Open came, I sent a message over there seeing if I could find out anything about it. And Bob Ford, a famous golfer from here, well, in 1975, Bob Ford was a young pro at Oakmont, and the legendary Lou Horsham was the pro, was in charge. He had won the U.S. Open in 1947. Mm-hmm. And so they put this, Lou loved gardening, and he put this garden with tomatoes, beans, strawberries, and more. And Bob Ford says he carved out this little lot and he just loved to garden. And Bob told me all these great stories. In the pro shop, Worsham was all business, often yelling at his young pros. And Bob said, probably deservedly so. But like most gardeners, Worsham mellowed when he tended his garden, and Ford worked with him in the garden. And Bob Ford said, it was fun for me because it gave me a chance to be alone with him and have some neat conversations. So Lou, like the rest of us, was a different person when he was in the garden.
Mr. Miyagi.
Exactly.
Wax on, wax off.
Exactly. And Bob Ford said, I really cherish the time to get out there and talk about golf, because he really didn't talk much about golf, and nobody else was around when they would work in the garden together, and he really opened up, Bob Ford said. And one day, Worsham was telling the story of how he won that 1947 U.S. Open. He was actually tied with Sam Snead at the end of the match, which required a playoff. And Bob says, I got to talk about that last hole. And the measurement was so famous. When they got to the green, Lou Worsham called for a measurement because he thought he was further away than Snead. And Snead ended up being farther away, missed his putt, short putt, which would have won him the title. And so Bob asked him, so what about your putt? And he just, Worsham said, I didn't have any trouble with mine. And Bob Ford said, that's when the hair on the back of my neck stood up. It was pretty cool. And a lot of people thought during that 47, that measurement, that Worsham asked for the measurement to throw Snead off his game. But Ford knew better. He said he just wasn't that type of guy. Worsham and Snead became good friends, hunting and fishing together. But it was in the garden that Bob Ford told me that he learned the valuable life lesson from his boss. So Bob Ford had tried to qualify for the PGA three times while he worked at Oakmont. And he was headed to the tour school again, and he asked Worsham, do you think I'm ready? And Worsham said, what do you think? And Bob says, it really hit me that if I think I can, I can. That really stuck with me, Ford says. So, yeah, we know Bob went on to qualify for the PGA Tour, playing in 10 PGA championships, lots of other tour events. And after Lou Worsham retired, Ford was named his successor. Worsham passed away in 1990. And this last quote from Bob is just great. I didn't know it at the time that the time was going to be so short that we spent together. I spent 5 summers with him. I wished I spent 50. He was such a neat guy to be around, Ford said. He loved working in the dirt. I wouldn't call him a farm boy. He was just a down-to-earth, great American. Mm-hmm. And so what a wonderful relationship. And I didn't, when I started doing the story, I didn't know who Bob Ford was. I sent that email just unsolicited into the Oakmont trying to figure out about this garden. And I got a call at Hal's from a guy named Bob Ford. I said, well, Bob, I don't know. I got a message in there. Should I talk to somebody else? He goes, I worked in that garden. I said, no kidding. And actually, I put a picture up on Facebook. There's a picture of Lou Worsham and another golfer like looking at the space that was going to be the garden. He did tell me another story. There was another young pro who would hide in the clubhouse so he didn't have to work out in the garden. But Bob Ford, he loved working out there in the garden. I love that story. I just think it's a wonderful story. So
I love it.
We're in the middle of season 4 of In Doug's Garden by Davey Tree. It's a television show I do every week. And this week, oh man, it is fun. There is this edible trail in O'Hara Township. I was speaking in O'Hara Township weeks ago. A woman came up to me, told me about this edible trail. I couldn't believe it, where you can walk the trail and you can eat herbs and strawberries and mulberries, all sorts of things. I'm in the garden. I'm teaching how to grow disease-free tomatoes during this wet spring. Rob Kruljack from the Davey Tree Expert Company helps me with some storm damage on my beloved flowering crabapple, which took a hit in the big storm. You can watch that show right now at DougOster.com. And next week, I am visiting a cool private garden of a good friend, and all I'll say right now until we get to next week is that he ran the horticulture program at one of Pittsburgh's great destinations. And I did get an email that somebody saw spotted lanternfly nymphs, so we're going to start to see the spotted lanternfly nymphs, but it's not nearly as bad as it has been in the past. And really, something for the most part we don't have to worry about. But if you are starting to see a lot of them, if you're starting to see an infestation of them, please let me know. Send me a message through DougOster.com. I'd love to hear from you. And, of course, Rob, we're going to be taking calls right after the break here.
You realize because of the great game of golf, that's why we have a lawn industry in this country, because everybody wants their yard to look like a green on a putting surface or a fairway at their favorite golf course.
Mine will never look like that. I call my lawn a quilted lawn. Lots of other species. It's green. That's all we care about.
But it is amazing. You've been over to, as they say, jolly old England. They play this thing called links golf over there, and it's nothing like the manicured golf that we have in this country.
It's well, it's because I don't watch a lot of golf, but I love to watch that British Open.
St. Andrews.
Yeah, because those crazy sand traps, and that's the way golf should be played. Make it tough for those guys.
Well, let me tell you, just to close on this note, and I know Bob very well, done television and radio with him, the most hospitable person you'd ever want to meet, Devin Gee, obviously, I believe, just as incredibly inquisitive and passionate and always available for the public. We recently had him on. I believe Oakmont is the United States answer to St. Andrews. That's the kind of history.
You know, I was looking at, they say that is one of the toughest courses.
It's amazing. And I've told this story. Sitting there one day, I just overcame with emotion because I realized that one day Bobby Jones was walking Oakmont.
Yeah.
That's pretty historic.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and he wants to take your calls to talk gardening. 866-391-1020.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right.
Come on, Rob. Let's go. Let's get to work. Woo!
I've only been here for 40 hours in the last 3 days. All right.
40, more like 80.
Oh, my goodness. But it's been fun. All right, listen, we're really? Going to want to get some calls in here. 866-391-1020. Let's go to Ed in McDonald for Doug Oster. Hey, Ed.
Morning. I got a problem. I got a large asparagus plot, 70 by 15. How do I keep the weeds? Older people used to tell me years ago that you just use salt. Vinegar and Dawn soap, but
you're going to kill your asparagus.
I'm in my mid 80s, and it's hard to keep it.
I know that's one of the hardest things about having an asparagus bed is dealing with the weeds. But you can't be throwing stuff on there that's going to kill the asparagus. How was your harvest?
Fairly good, but the old guys years ago, since I've been a kid, they said they put asparagus like salt, but that's how they killed the weeds too.
That's going to kill the asparagus. I'm telling you, too much salt will kill that. So here's the thing to do, and much of the stuff I'm going to tell you, the ship has sailed. But before that asparagus comes up, the first thing to do is to mulch it thickly, and the spears will come up through the mulch, but a lot of the weeds will not. And so that's the first trick. There's nothing that you can actually put on those weeds right now that won't kill the asparagus too. And so I know that you're not going to want to do this, but those weeds need to come out by hand. And I know it's a huge bed, but then just the other thing to do is while those fronds are called are up, what's left of that, throw lots of mulch underneath there and try and bury those weeds without affecting the asparagus. That's about all you can do. There's nothing to spray on there. There's nothing to put on there. And don't do what those old guys said to do, because I don't want you to kill your asparagus. I mean, there's nothing like that fresh asparagus that you're harvesting. You're so lucky to have that in your garden. And how many years has that bed been there?
Oh, probably, I know, at least 40. Well, I used to put a lot of leaves, but I don't have the maple trees anymore. I was thinking about putting mulch with grass, because we got a couple acres of grass to throw on.
As long as that grass is not treated, you're fine. That's a good idea, but not too thick. It gets kind of like really like mushy if it gets too thick, but 2 or 3 inches of grass to bury those weeds will help. But the thing to do is, as soon as we get to the end of the season and those what's left turn that golden brown and you cut them off, that is the time to put like straw or hay or something thickly on there. Like as I said, the next spring that asparagus will pop up through there, but you won't have so many weeds. And that to me is the best thing to do.
Yeah, because I got beans up about 6 inches high right now, and the rabbits and groundhogs want to make a nest in there.
Uh-huh.
So that's the reason I have to get rid of that weeds.
Yeah.
I was thinking lightly rototill them between the rows and that, but hey, if I get a little bit, that's too bad, but I got to do something.
Well, that might be an option, but just stay away from the actual asparagus. And as I said, I think you could just kind of bury those weeds, because the asparagus is thick enough where you're not going to hurt the asparagus. So I'm still going with the lawn clippings. Throw that on there and just see how that works, and give us a call back next week and we'll see how it worked. All right? Just do that.
There's no organic spray.
There is, but it's going to get your asparagus too. That's the thing. There's an organic herbicide, organic herbicide called Avenger. There's another one called Burnout. People use vinegar, but anything that's going to do that to the weeds is also going to do it to the asparagus. That's what's so hard about having a perennial bed like that. And so, like I'm saying, I'm telling you, get the lawn clippings. Throw them on there, and then let's see what happens then. See how many of those weeds you can smother that way, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for your call.
All right, let's get to Pete and Crafton for Doug Oster, the Organic Gardener. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, gentlemen. Doug, you garden in the Oak Launch brought back a memory. I worked in the kitchen as the assistant chef, and we had three gentlemen that were apprentice cooks, and they went here to Pittsburgh for school. And we had three apprentices, and those gentlemen made a garden outside our kitchen. Huh. And we grew parsley and basil and oregano and thyme and chives and several others. And they trimmed and took care of the garden outside their duties in the kitchen. And I can remember taking some of that thyme and putting it in my clam chowder, and it just made all the difference.
What year?
Thanks for the memory. Oh, let's see. Well, I know Bob Ford was the pro there,
right.
So it had to be, I guess, in the 80s.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah. So, and those gentlemen, and I also, when I went to another country club after I left Oakmont to become a chef, and we started a garden there, and I had apprentices there taking care of the garden. So,
oh, great stuff. Great stuff.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Memory.
Thanks very much for your memories. That's good stuff.
Well,
all right.
It makes sense.
Oh, that's cool.
You're a chef, you're growing your own stuff.
Now I want clam chowder for breakfast.
Listen, we're going to get a break in here, but we're going to tell you right now what's coming up with Davey Tree.
Steve Filora is going to get us ready for storm season, and it looks like today is the perfect day to talk about what to look for in your trees ahead of a storm coming. And we're also going to talk about they're still working on the last storm that we had. So we'll be talking to Steve Filora from the Davey Tree Expert Company when we come back.
You know how you knew it was summer in my neighborhood growing up? Somebody fell out of a tree and broke their arm.
I remember those days.
We used to climb. Remember those? I would never do that today.
I can remember my neighbor, same thing, like him sitting in my rec room holding his wrist and my grandmother coming in and saying, and she was a nurse, like, that's broken. We got to take him to the hospital, you know? And I remember him just kind of crying, sitting on the couch.
I know.
Another day in the summer of the 1960s with these old guys telling their stories.
And wonder when Bewitched was going to be on. All right. I'll never get over Elizabeth Montgomery. All right, we'll take a break. Stay with us. Much more to come with Doug Oster and your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcoming Steve Fallor from the Davy Tree Expert Company to the show. We're talking all about getting ready for storms. But Steve, first I want to talk about that last big storm. Are you done? Has everything been cut and moved and taken care of?
Oh boy, Doug. No, we are not done yet. We still have plenty of work to be done from that. We had to prioritize trees on structures, on houses, on garages, on patios, decks, things like that. But we are still working, you know, 5-6 days a week on getting, you know, the limbs in the backyard and then getting inside the trees and cleaning up the broken branches and so on and so forth.
I haven't even sent a message to the arborist from Davy who works on my property yet because everything's on the ground. It's in the woods. I knew you'd still be working on all sorts of other projects. And these are big oak trees, Steve, and cherries that, again, that storm. I wonder for somebody like you what it is like when you look at the weather and are anticipating a big storm. I know you've got to wait until to see how big it is or what happens, but what is it like when you're sitting at home and you're like, uh-oh, are you telling the family, you won't see me for a few days, it looks like the wind is going to be blowing?
Yeah, luckily at my Davy branch, we have a really good team of arborists, and so every week we have a meeting and, you know, we kind of look at the weather and if there's a storm coming, it's just a well-known thing that everybody keep your phones handy, pay attention to the messages coming into the office and respond as necessary. But whenever something comes through, like we had a few weeks ago, it was all hands on deck for quite some time. It was about 2 weeks of just running around, like, you know, from call to call to call. It's just one of those things. You got to answer the phone when it rings.
And it seems like to me, I mean, they said there was going to be some weather, but there was no expectation of that type of weather. I mean, where I'm at, it was serious. It was only 10 minutes long. And when we walked out of the house, it was like, holy cow, I've never seen anything like this. Is that usually the way it is? It's a surprise, or do you usually know about it?
I would say, I mean, everybody watches the weather, right? So a lot of the times it's relatively accurate, but most of the time it does come as a surprise just because of the volume that you get after a storm like that. You think, you know, you see what you see, and then once the phones start ringing and you're getting hundreds of calls at a time, it kind of catches you off by surprise a little bit.
Sure. So let's discuss, like for homeowners, in this situation now, if you go to a property, what are you looking for pre-storm in the trees, up or down or both?
So, you know, preparing your plants for a storm, it occurs long before the storm. It's just through proper plant health care, whether it be pruning or fertilization, cabling and bracing, adequate watering, taking care of your trees. That way they are nice, strong, and healthy. They can survive the storm, right? So it starts long before the storm. It's not something you see, hey, there's a storm coming on, you know, the weather shows the storm coming, let's call it an arborist. By that point, you might be a little too late.
Yeah.
It starts long before the storm.
So it's about having someone looking at your property. How often? At least once a year?
Yeah, once a year, once every 6 months. To just simple maintenance of your plant material. You know, taking care of your stuff, it's going to last longer.
But in the case of that last storm we had, I had some very healthy oak trees, old but very healthy, and you can tell they're very healthy by looking at what was uprooted.
sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes a storm can be so powerful that it can take even a healthy tree, right?
Absolutely. We are talking about Mother Nature, and she always wins, no matter what. We can alter Mother Nature to an extent and try to keep things nice, happy, and healthy, but whenever a storm like that comes through, that we had a couple weeks ago, you're going to see some healthy trees that also, you know, have some damage.
So let's talk about keeping them healthy. Start with your list. What is the first thing if you go to a property and you want, and you're looking at trees and you say, okay, we need to do this or that? I know it's case by case basis, but what are some of the things we can do to keep these trees healthy, and maybe signs that when we're looking at a tree, it might not be healthy?
So different arborists are going to have different opinions, but I start with, in my opinion, I always like to start with fertilization. Proper fertilization in this area, it goes a long way. Building that fibrous root density of the plant, that way it has a larger nutrient bank, can store more nutrients, have a wider footprint. Soil amendments with biostimulants and humates, that's always my go-to. And then I start looking at pruning, cabling, and bracing after that.
Well, I want to stop here for a second.
Okay.
So tell me a little bit about biostimulants and humates. I don't really understand what those are. Is that a fertilizer, or that's something different, or something that acts as a fertilizer?
It sort of acts as a fertilizer. Yes, it's also a type of soil conditioner. So biostimulants, humates, and your typical fertilization with your nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, iron, and manganese. They do two different things, but they work hand in hand. So a biostimulant and a humate is changing the environment around the plant, conditioning the soil, activating the plant's defense mechanisms, and immunity boosters. And then your fertilization is actually what is feeding the plant and building that fibrous root density. So they do two different things, but they work hand in hand.
Is this something we do on all trees, or do you look at a certain tree and say, boy, that thing needs help, or both?
It can be used for both. Whenever I go to a property, it's pretty much a blanket statement, observation that let's start with fertilization. That is my arboriculture opinion. I like to fertilize plants, keep them as healthy as possible before we start looking at other things to amend them. Now, if you get to a property and you see, say you have a lilac with a powdery mildew issue, more biostimulants and humates, and even you can mix in a polyphosphate to help boost that plant's immunity and its defense mechanisms, we can use it that way as well, like a curative measure, but I like to go preventative.
Well, if you can keep powdery mildew off an old lilac in this weather, you're a magician, Steve.
It does take some time, but through fertilization and a little bit of plant health care, it does work.
Oh, that sounds awesome. That's great to know. Let's talk a little bit about the weather. How has this affected trees? This is to me, seems like a lot of rain, but when you drive down the freeway looking at the forest, it's like, wow, everything is greening up quick. Have you seen any negatives to all this rain yet?
Yeah, so older, more established trees, they are definitely, they're okay with the amount of water that we're getting. I have noticed some of our younger trees that have been newly planted over the last few years, they're getting a little bit of wet feet. And by wet feet, I just mean that those roots are taking on a lot of water, maybe a little more than they wanted. That's one thing. And then with the amount of rain, and then you get intermittent sunshine in between, we're seeing a lot of different types of leaf diseases on your ornamental trees, apple scab, anthracnose, powdery mildew, so on and so forth. So we're working on those as well and seeing a lot of it.
You know, before we take our break, real quick, and we'll come back and talk a little bit about this, but when we're dealing with fungal issues, is it more important to be preventative on those when we kind of know they're coming?
Yes, absolutely. Preventative is always should be your first measure. We don't want to sit around and wait for something to happen and then try to fix it. Let's work on preventative measure, keeping the plant as healthy as possible so we don't have to deal with that issue.
Yeah, and something like an old flowering crab, you're going to know that it's going to get apple scab in weather like this, right? And so before it defoliates, it's time to use something to prevent that fungal issue, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Steve, well, hang in there. When we come back, if you've got any tree questions, give us a call, 866-391-1020. And for more information about Davey Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davey.com/KDKA. And remember, you can always call the experts like Steve from Davey Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733.
Back in a moment, more with Steve and Doug. Next hour, it's your favorite chicken recipes. You can fry it, you can bake it, you can even enjoy a rotisserie chicken from Coons Market on the Coons Cooking Hour. Stay with us. Final segment, the organic gardener, Doug Ostrom. We continue with Steve Fallora from Davey Tree, Doug.
So, Steve, what are we talking about when we're thinking planting with all this rain? Is it a good thing, a bad thing?
I still think it's a good thing. More planting, the better, in my opinion. Just because the weather is the way it is right now doesn't mean it's going to last forever. And going back to plant health care again, through plant health care, we can pretty much make things happen anytime we need to.
Yeah, and so we talked about the young trees with wet feet. This is a good time to look at areas and know where you've got some decent drainage, right?
Absolutely.
And so when you're planting a tree, and let's say you dig your planting hole, this is where you want your tree, right place, but it's all clay and it's going to hold water, what do we do? Or do we just move to a different spot?
You can consider moving to a different spot. If you're absolutely married to that spot, then some soil amendments in that area, you know, dig the hole bigger. Let's backfill with some compost and topsoil. Let's amend that soil around that plant as much as we can to create an advantageous situation for it.
In general, how much bigger should that hole be than the root ball?
The root ball?
Yeah, in a normal planting. And then how much bigger if we're going to add a little bit?
So, you know, I like to go, if you have a 2-inch caliper tree, meaning the size of the stem is 2 inches and your root ball is 36 inches wide, I like to try to dig a 42 to 48 inch hole. That way it has some wiggle room in there and you can backfill some nice loose soil in there. There's no exact dimension that I usually go with, but I do like to give, 12 inches. That way you can backfill with nice loose, good soil. That way that those fibrous roots, once they start to leach out into the native soil, they don't have to fight so hard with our clay based soil that we have right now. Same thing with potted plants. Whenever you have a potted plant, give it a little bit of space. Even if it's a couple inches, 5-6 inches, still whenever those little baby roots start to leach out, it's hard for them to penetrate our soil. So you're just creating a nice advantageous situation for that.
Well, one thing about the rain, at least we haven't had to water any new plantings. At least I wouldn't think that you'd have to, right?
No. Yeah. We've had adequate water here this spring and in the summer now.
And some, you know, we've talked about this before. And again, I always preface it with right tree, right place. Let's talk about a couple of your favorite trees that you like to add to the landscape when you find the right spot for it. Something that might not be planted as much as it should be.
So, I'm a huge fan of red buds. I typically like to look around when I'm in a neighborhood, meeting with a potential client. I like to, if we're talking about planting, I like to turn around and look at each neighbor's house and see what they have, and kind of go with something different. We don't want to plant monocultures. We want to go with native trees, right? If we can, but I like to turn around and look, if the neighbor has a crab apple, let's not go with a crab apple. Let's go with a flowering cherry or a redbud or a dogwood, just something different. That way, you're getting a unique landscape, but also we're building diversity into the plant material around your surrounding area.
When you're looking at red buds, what do you have? Certain cultivars that you like, different ones, variegated or purple leaf, or are we going with straight species? What
again, is it? I guess it depends on what the neighborhood is like. It depends on what the yeah. client wants.
Absolutely. You know, I ask all of those questions, but I do have my preferred red buds.
Let's hear them. Let's hear them.
If you have, you know, if you want a burgundy colored plant, I really like the forest pansy red bud.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. It's hardy, insect disease resistant, just like the eastern red bud, but you get that nice burgundy foliage. So that's my go-to on that one. I really like the flamethrower red bud. It has a fancy name. The foliage kind of starts out in that yellowish color and ends in a nice red color at the end.
Now I've only seen pictures of that one, but it looks absolutely amazing. That flamethrower variety. Does it do that? Does it do what I see in the pictures? Colors?
Yes, it does. It absolutely does. And there's actually, we have a client in Mount Lebanon that has an old established flamethrower redbud.
Wow.
12 feet tall with a big 8 to 10 foot spread on it. It's immaculate.
All right, Steve. As always, thanks for everything. For more information about Davy Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davy.com/KDKA. And remember, you can always call the experts from Davy at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
All right, news coming up next. Then the Coons Cooking Hour. Chicken is on the main menu today. Stay with us. It's your Pratt Pack.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.